While back, the elders were saying, what are your plans for the future? I said, well, what, you know, I mean, I could preach endlessly on anything. What are you thinking about? And one of them said, well, you know, people love question and answer nights. I said, well, we'll do a couple this summer. So we know that we have eternal life and that we have passed from death to life and that our sins are forgiven. So be Berean Christians. That's all we have time for tonight, I'm sure, is three, because the questions are long and so are the answers. The goal is not to see how many questions that can be answered.
Yes, you can
learn how to connect things in Scripture. You bring them to the world of the Bible, to the revelation of God, and then bring it back to where they are today. What are you going to do with your life? Don't say, I don't know. Say, I'm going to serve the Lord. I just don't know how, but I'm going to serve the Lord. And your standard, what should be wired into us is, wherever I go, for the rest of my life, I'm going to serve the Lord. It says in verse 45 of Luke 24, then he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the Scriptures. Yet he places some to be apostles, some prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be teaching pastors. Because he knows we need teachers, but deeply, when we sit before his word, he wants to, in verse 45, open our understanding to comprehend the Scripture. You need to know why. It's nice to give a positive answer. It's better if it's grounded in Scripture. In the book of Acts, if you study the text, there are 30 different words used for how people communicated the truth of the Lord. One of them is what we're doing tonight, dialogizomai, talking through things.